guess they're, the meat, is the meat different color?
The meat is different color. The Irish potato's white.
Yeah.
You can get the red and the white skinned, but when they're peeled, they're all white.
Have you ever heard of sweet potato called anything else?
Doolies or yams.
Yeah. Yam is the same thing as sweet potato. What are some of the vegetables that might go in a good vegetable soup?
Carrots and chopped celery and onions, Irish potatoes, butter beans, and of course your stew beef. And
what about this type of vegetable? A lot of people like to boil it, some like to fry it. It's kind of long and green like that.
You mean the squash?
Well,
cucumber and squash. But you don't boil the cucumbers except when you're making pickles.
A lot of people, it's not squash. A lot of people like to cut this up and fry it. It's a green vegetable, and when it's boiled, it's kind of slimy, you know.
Oh, okra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put
okra
that in vegetable soup.
Yes, that's wonderful in vegetable soup. Take that straight okra, corn, and tomatoes without the carrots and onions. But we like the whole thing. When we make vegetable soup, we put a little of all of it, even string beans.
If you left an
or
apple,
like stew meat, mm-hmm. put in that, or beef,
right.
to make a good stew,
right.
better than pork.
If you left an apple lying around, you'd say it might dry up and
swivel
yeah.
or shrink.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the types of leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage. Collards, we have a heading collard, and lettuce.
If you were looking at cabbage and you were commenting about their big size, you'd say that these
are large cabbage. Mm-hmm. Something else it hits is cauliflower, and the broccoli makes little small heads similar to a cabbage but better flavored.
You're talking about heads of lettuce. I know you talk about lettuce as heads and cattle as heads. Have you ever heard anybody refer to their children as so many heads of children?
Yeah,
have
very
you?
Much.
Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many heads represented at the table.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the different kinds of beans around here?
Well, we have the string beans of the bunch and the
what about the
runners and bunch. Of both, and your bunch butter beans and your running butter beans, mm-hmm. and
is there any difference in shape of those two types of butter beans?
Well, not too much. Now we have the Ford Hook is a butter of the butter bean family, but it's huge. It's a large kernel and a large hull, mm-hmm. and the hull is thicker than it is in the ordinary butter bean, like
right.
the Henderson Bush or Henderson Evergreen. You call those bush limas or the running limas. They're all of the lima family.
Mm-hmm. What about if you take the tops of turnips off and cook them? You say you have
call it a salad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything else?
No.
People
just
say they might have
turnip
a
salad.
Or a mess of.
Mess of turnips, yeah.
If a man had seven boys and seven girls, you'd say, my goodness, he had a regular
army. I'd hate to know I had that many.
I was talking to a man the other day who had a relative whose wife had 23 children. Can you believe that? Have you ever heard anybody refer to a lot of children?
Run the junkyard. They was about 16, 17, 18 of them.
Is that right?
That's right. That was the biggest family in Troy.
I can't imagine.
When he'd take them to the ferry, you know, he'd ask them how many tickets. He says, hell, I'll have to count. And he starts. Make them line up so he could come down the line and count them.
He had an army. Spacious house. Have you ever heard of anybody say that he has a passel of children?
Yeah, a passel of children.
Mm-hmm.